Very good.
Were you involved with the remastering of the series?
Not only in the documentary that was created. So the actual, any work that was done with it, I was not.
So what was your reaction on first seeing it in HD?
I I've said this in previous interviews. I can only see the flaws. It's like, you know, it's like your child. You know, you it's polished up and it's cleaned up a little bit, but it's still full of, you know, the things that I wish I had time for at the time to make changes to. But I think it's, for the fans, I think they're going to love the quality and they're going to notice the quality. I will always only notice, you know, what could have been, what we were not able to tweak and adjust. And it does give a little bit more resonance to what we originally intended, because the limits of traditional animation at the time compared to digital production these days, we were challenged with the specific art direction on the show and the limitations of hand-drawn animation that just basically made it a little bit more difficult for us to really get to the core of what it was intended to be. But all told, I think we're pretty satisfied with the way the overall production came out.
As I understand it, you weren't really a big comic reader when you started developing the show. Mm-hmm. So what drew you to the project?
Well, originally we were, Bruce and I were working independent of each other as far as teams go on Tiny Toon Adventures, and that was the first series out of Warner Brothers Animation. I had joined Warner's a month after they opened, so I was there along for the ride, only in the background department. Bruce was on the storyboard team on another crew, and open development happened after, on the tail of Tiny Toons, because the studio decided they were going to grow, and they had probably five or six titles that they were throwing out to the entire studio for ideas, you know, unique takes, or things like the Griswolds and Gremlins, and they were going to try and reboot the original Looney Tunes with a new take, which ended up becoming Tasmania. So there were several opportunities. Batman happened to be one of them. So I contributed to all of them. I did art direction on all five as development, and Batman just happened to be the one that they liked most of what I had to offer. Bruce had done a page of, literally just a page of Batman character design, and threw it in the mix, and we knew each other from the studio, but we had never worked together, and they pulled us together and said, this is kind of a take that we think might work for this project. That was my introduction into the world of Batman, outside of Tim Burton's Batman. Prior to that, Adam West's, you know, the campy show, which I grew up on, but I was never a big fan of. I appreciated it, but it was not my calling at the time. And only until I start working on the show did I really get exposed to the world of comics in general, let alone Batman specific. So it was a great revelation to me, and has become my career ever since. So.
In terms of animation, you have to kind of create the sound and music for the atmosphere. Is that, in the remaster, did you notice differences in the music is kind of iconic as well for Batman the Animated Series. Also in creating the show, was that something that you thought would be as impactful for the storytelling?
Yeah, absolutely. The Bruce and I went in with each episode we treated as though it were a feature, because it's a, you know, a three-act drama. So by nature of telling a, you know, dramatic stories compared to what most of us had been exposed to previous, let alone comics or action shows, most of animation is just kind of fun and goofy and regardless if it even attempts to be adventurous and action-packed. But Batman just allowed us to be able to approach it with a very dramatic and cinematic kind of approach, not only for the look of it, but the sound had to equal the visuals. And it was our desire. It certainly wasn't either of our experience to know that we could get that. And again, the benefit of the times, the benefit that Batman was a huge franchise blossoming in the theatrical side of things, and Warner Brothers in general giving the support, we managed to have most of the series was scored with actual orchestra, which is unheard of these days because it's so expensive and just doesn't seem necessary to most of the studios these days. That, along with the sound mix, where we actually still had sound designers that were willing to go out and create original effects instead of buying a package of sound effects. So we had certain effects throughout the show where we wanted a unique sound, would explain sort of our best descriptions that we could to these sound designers, and they'd go out and they'd build stuff. And make stuff, and it added to the quality of the show.
It sounded like there was a lot of kind of experimentation in coming up with this new thing.
Sure.
And you were just kind of like improvising a little in what you thought would work out.
Mm-hmm.
What piece do you think came together out of just a sheer, like, what if we did this? Is there anything?
Well, for my own self, the approach to the design of Gotham and the dark sort of interpretation of it was something that didn't have place in animation prior to it. And by seeing the movie and being influenced by the movie, the night just seemed appropriate to start in darkness and bring light into it. So I did that just as sort of a take, never expecting that it would become certainly the style for the show. And quite honestly, I had no idea that it would work. It was just, it's like, this is the way I think that we could make this work. And slowly as we evolved, it became more and more clear that it was the only way to achieve the look of the show. So that, for me personally, was something that was both an inspiration, but also a revelation that it actually did end up becoming an appropriate way to design the show.
Do you have a favorite piece?
The Near and Dear is on Leather Wings, first episode, specifically because it was, you know, the culmination of everything we had conceived. Even the minute and a half piece was definitely true to the look of what we wanted, but this was an entire episode that had to be consistent for 20 minutes. It had to be a dramatic story. It had to live up to the, you know, the sale that this looks really cool, but is it going to be compelling story-wise? And on Leather Wings embodied, I think, everything we wanted the show to be. So that one definitely near and dear. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah.